Machetes several. Men several. Night one. The year was 1979. At 23 I was as wily as cow dung. Took me several minutes to realize I'd been invaded. Half asleep, I saw male forms moving around my room, men with a purpose. I took umbrage, chased them with a broom, slashing at the one who fled through the window, his ashy leg the last thing I saw before he disappeared into the bush. When his calloused foot got caught on the window ledge, I batted at it with my witch's broom. God, I was an idiot. But half a dozen armed robbers had been in my room. Having flown all the way to Freetown on a British Caledonian jet, I took umbrage. The picked for prettiness and language skills air hostesses had worn Scottish tartan, tailored into fetching, figure-hugging outfits that yelled demure but whispered bosoms. In those days they came running when you pressed the button overhead, even when you were sitting in coach. Apart from the nuns, there was no one to whom I could report the armed robbery. They tut-tutted and told me to hire a night watchman, though you couldn't trust Africans, they added, so be careful. I'd stopped reminding them my father was black, water off a duck's back. Around the nuns' whitewashed convent was a stark white wall as welcoming as a chastity belt. You needed rappelling equipment or a bishop's ring to scale it, which was why the nuns were left alone, that and Father Stefano, who had a rifle, and Jesus, of course, who didn't. Machetes several, me one. On the corrugated tin roof that night, deluge. In the decades since, rain and robbery are as intertwined in my head as women and service used to be. They stole the silver ring my mother gave me. Worth almost nothing, it was the thing I missed the most. They tried to take my savings book, too, which was why I chased them and made them drop it. Banks in Sierra Leone wanted proof of deposit, and my savings book was all the proof I had that I'd been squirreling away every penny so I could fly home after a year to see my mother. My little red savings book was as precious to me as Mao's book would be to a communist. I missed my mother, my best friend, the way a nun would miss the Eucharist. I was pitch black lonely. I'd been allowed to bring one suitcase to last me 2 years. I'd stuffed it with teas, T-shirts, toiletries, terror, and tampons. I brought my boombox and Stevie Wonder to make the bush feel more like the south of London, where I used to sit in my hungry bedroom like a fool and dream of going to save something very grateful, something very large.